This is Wade Bathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. More than 14 million people tuned in for the clash of 10 presidential candidates in Houston on ABC News and Univision, the second largest audience to date for a Democratic primary debate. Felicity Huffman, the actress and college admissions cheater, only received a 14-day jail sentence. 25% of new condos built in New York City since 2013 are unsold. Travel agent based in Chicago was charged with 12 counts of wire fraud in connection with what prosecutors described as a 13-month scheme in which she accrued 42 million Delta Sky bonus points valued at more than 1.75 million bucks. Virginia Theological Seminary is creating a $1.7 million fund as reparations for its participation in slavery. U.S. Justice Department is pursuing multiple wide-ranging criminal investigations into sexual abuse in U.S. Olympic sports organizations and into potential financial and business misconduct throughout the U.S. Olympic system. A panel of outside advisors recommends the FDA approve a proposed treatment for peanut allergies in children, a step that could clear the way for marketing the first approved treatment. Number of children attending U.S. public schools with students of other races has nearly doubled over the past 25 years, reflecting the nation's shifting demographics. At the same time, children in most big cities and many suburbs remain locked in deeply segregated districts, with black students more likely to be enrolled in segregated districts than Hispanics or whites. Lena Wen, the recently fired former president of Planned Parenthood, appears headed toward an increasingly contentious exit after accusing the organization's leadership of trying to buy my silence in a dispute that threatens to prolong and magnify an acrimonious transition at the top of the nation's best-known women's health care and reproductive rights group. UAW agreed with Ford and Fiat Chrysler to extend their contracts indefinitely as the union bargains with GM. UAW said to members that it would not extend the GM contract and would continue working toward a new bargaining agreement as talks continued. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.